Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me as we wrap up our 14th anniversary show. Thank you for hanging out with us. Can't think of anybody I'd rather do it with than our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter Meyer is the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. Put a .com on the end of that book title and you'll find Peter and all the things he does. Also, Warp Speed Growth, another one of my favorite books. Peter, any other ways you'd like for folks to contact you or find out about you?
If you go to the website there, you'll find all kinds of great resources you can take advantage of, and that's fine. And also a link to email me if you have questions. I love getting questions from people, real-world questions. Send them on in.
All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Peter, we're talking about your idea of control and governing, controlling and governing, and you're saying we should plan to make to know when to do which and when how to make the transition. And to, you know, to control and then to loosen up and govern. And what I'm saying is in that planning, now I think is a good time for people to start thinking about this, because I believe that, you know, it's time for most businesses, if things aren't great, if your business isn't performing like you think it should be, maybe it's time to stop blaming the economy. Peter, blend your control versus govern into that idea. What do you think?
Absolutely agree with you, and I take a position that many people don't like. My position is that you are not controlled by the economy. You govern your own future. You're the arbiter of your own fate, as an author I like said. And if I choose to be controlled by the economy, I'm doomed. If I choose to say the economy is an average, and that's what the economy is, isn't it? It's an average all the businesses. And I don't think there's anybody who's listening to this show who's average.
That's right.
Right? They're all either some up low, or more likely, they're all like Jim, way above average. You are not average. You're not necessarily going to have to go with the average. Be above average. If you're going to be above average, get ahead of the trend. Invest where you think your customers want to go, and by asking them. And use that investment by governing your investment. Use that investment to grow into the next year. When the economy, the average, catches up with you, you'll already be ahead. We're not average.
When you say control, and when you say plan to control, plan to govern, when you say control, you're talking about control is more like micromanaging. Governing is more like delegating. Is that right?
That would be a good way of putting it, but again, I'll go back. The definition of control comes from the word accounting. If you look back to the original meaning, control is like accounting for every minute or every resource all the time. It's incredibly time-intensive. It's also incredibly stultifying for the customers and employees. Governing is like saying, okay, here's the direction we're going to go. We take care of our customers. We're going to make a profit, whatever direction you want to set. And then trusting people to do the right thing.
And so if your business is not growing, maybe your plans are more in the control mode than the governing mode. And so you're saying maybe you need, if you'd like to grow your business more, if you'd like to get more performance out of your company, maybe you need to check yourself and see how much of the poor performance is happening because you're doing more controlling and not enough governing. Is that right?
You might be causing your company to grow more slowly and more painfully by trying to control the growth.
I talked to somebody this week who described his company, and how he described it to me this week was what you're talking about. It is obvious now to me that he's controlling more and governing less, and he's not happy about the performance of his company.
Then it's under his governance to make that change. And you know, governance is how you run the show, isn't it? You don't try to control what we are going to say to you or what your guests are going to write in.
Right.
Your listeners. And, you know, folks who are listening, you don't have very many resources that have been around for a decade and a half that stay and get more valuable. This is rare. This is worth, I think, honoring by saying, wow, Jim has done a really good job of setting the direction without having to over-control it. So thank you, Jim.
Well, thank you, Peter. I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate all the years you've given us. And what a great perspective you've given us today, control and growth, and control and governing, I should say. Folks, think about this. Think about Peter's ideas and plan for this. Plan for knowing in advance with intention. Am I going to control and am I going to govern? And what are both of those going to cost me? Peter, thanks again for hanging out with us for all these years. We'll see you next time. Let's do a bunch more.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame signing off after 14 years, but I'll be back tomorrow. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.